The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Despite their out-of-control pricing, the athletic wear company Lululemon is highly popular. I don't get it, but just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, a simple pair of shorts, how much do you think those would cost, Gavin?
Yeah, ask Gavin, because I know.
How about $49.99?
Oh, you're so cute.
I'm that off?
$70.
What? Yeah.
For just a pair of shorts.
Tell them about leggings. Tell them about leggings.
Leggings are around $100.
Yeah, leggings. It's
just leggings.
It's basically a sock you wear all the way up your body, and it is $100.
That's true.
High society is crazy.
Hoodies, you're looking at around $130, $150. It's
Lululemon is out of control, and everybody just wants that logo on there because there are other companies that are less, that Fabletics and some others that have good products as well. It's the status of it. Now, I will say this. They have one well-priced item. It's a fanny pack, and my wife wants one, and it's $35.
Does she want one, or do you want one?
No. It's like
good question.
It's like the cheapest thing they have, you know, that's popular.
Does she want it because of the brand?
No, she just likes it, the way it's shaped and everything, and probably the brand. I don't know.
Okay, well, if you're one of those people who loves their clothing but you can't justify the pricing, I have great news for you. Well, sort of great news. Lululemon is testing a resale program where they are offering to buy back your gently used Lululemon items and resell them to other customers at a lower price.
Oh, that's great for the poor people who don't want to pay $100 for leggings. Now I bet they'll pay $98. You know,
well, you're not too far off. So sellers and buyers, you can't expect too much of a deal. If you're selling items back, you can expect to get roughly 5% back of what you originally paid for.
5%? You do better selling it on your own,
like I know.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, or Poshmark.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're wanting to buy a used item, most of your options are still less than 50% off of what you would pay if they were brand new.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. See, they should be way cheaper than that if they're doing it used.
Yes.
Yeah, because you buy stuff off Poshmark, right?
I haven't. No,
oh, you
I
haven't.
I have friends that do.
My daughter sold a bunch of stuff on Poshmark for a while.
I have friends that do it, but I haven't done it. But it sounds like it's kind of like a Goodwill online.
Yeah, and there's good stuff on there, too. So
right.
That's another great way you can find. Like, she's bought Free People stuff off of there. Because you know how expensive Free People is? They're the Lululemon of nice clothes. and so, yeah, so like that's definitely a better way to go. But I'm telling you, that stupid little Lululemon logo, this will work for them.
I get a magic marker and just write on them. That's ridiculous.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And have you ever done something that you thought, man, I'm doing the right thing here, doing a good thing, and then it comes back around to bite you in the old tuchus? that happened to me. So we were going to a lunch meeting, and I was arriving at the restaurant first, and Betty Rock had said, oh, while you're there, would you get me a water? Just go ahead and order it on up for me and have it waiting there, and I want it to be at about 34 degrees. And so I'm like, okay, I can do that there for you, Rock. And so I called her and I said, hey, would you like lemon in your water? Because some people are very particular about do not have lemon anywhere near my water and stuff. And I just wanted it to be perfect for you.
Right, because you were the one that was there first at the restaurant. And I hadn't made it yet. I was still at the office.
Right.
But I go to answer your call because I don't know if you got in a wreck, if you're dead in a ditch somewhere. Oh. Like, I want to make sure that you're okay.
Thank you for caring.
Yes. But as I'm talking to you, I'm trying to hustle and get out of the office.
Right.
And when I do, I grab my laptop and I'm trying to hurry and get it in my bag. And I drop it and I dent the corner of it. and you're to blame.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. She's like, oh, Wally! I'm like, wait, what? She's like, I just dropped my laptop. You made me do that. I'm like, you literally just said I made you drop your laptop.
Yes!
I'm at a restaurant!
Well, because you called me, you could have texted me. You could have texted me. But because you called, I had to answer because I know how you are scared if I don't answer your phone call. So I hurry up and pick it up so I don't make you angry.
Right.
Now I only have one hand available, which made me
my fault.
Off balance and drop my computer.
Oh, off balance. Yeah, you are off balance. That is no truer words have ever been spoken.
Honestly, I would expect an apology, and I still haven't gotten it.
Yeah, keep waiting. So, okay, 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you have a crazy person in your life, too, and you can totally identify with this. Right, Rob?
Nope.
I am curious. Have you ever been blamed for something that wasn't your fault? Like I did everything right in that. I was, like, looking out for her, trying to make sure she had exactly what she wanted, still got blamed. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can call to be on the show. Put it in your favorites so you can get right through. We love having you on. But I know there are other people that have been where I'm sitting right now being blamed for something that was absolutely 1,000,000,000% not my fault. How could I have known? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take it now. Have you ever been in that situation, Rhett?
Well, yes. I was actually a couple months old, and my mom blamed me for being too squirmy when she was changing my diaper, and I fell on Spanish tile on my head.
Oh!
So she blames me. Yes. She blames me for being too squirmy. Guard me for life, Wally.
I believe that. I would, but you know what? I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, you're not going to believe this,
right?
Honey. When my spouse got home, I would be like, that squirmy kid.
I know. Can you even stand it?
Were there any long-lasting effects from landing on your head on the Spanish tile?
You know what? I was 2 months old.
I'm just curious if other people have ever, like, in your life went, what is wrong with you? And, like, you could maybe point back to that. Then you could blame that.
Every day, Wally, they do it. All the time.
Have you been blamed for something that wasn't your fault?
I have. I was in the neighborhood of 10 years old, and I had a baby brother somewhere around 6 months. My mom went inside the store, left us in the car. I got impatient, and I thought, I'm going to go look for her because we're impatient. So then I thought, wait a minute, I should leave the AC on so that my brother doesn't heat up in here. Then I thought, wait a second, I should lock the door so nobody steals him. And there I go to find my mom. She's like, where's your brother? We come out only to find out I accidentally locked him in there.
Yeah, well, you know what? In your 10-year-old brain, all of that made perfect sense, you know?
It made perfect sense. I was impressed because I analyzed the situation.
Right, but this one, like, there's no not your fault. This one 100% is your fault.
I don't think so.
Christina, does your brother still bring it up and hold it against you?
He was 6 months. I don't even know if he knows. I'll have to tell him now in case he doesn't know.
He just figured out why he has abandonment issues, you know? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you've probably said to your kids, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. But I came across this thing where I'm like, I wonder if that's not correct right now. Russia has been said to be at the heart of so many cyber attacks in the U.S. And this kind of seems like, instead of two wrongs don't make a right, turnabout is fair play. There's a hackers group. I don't know if you've heard about them. Anonymous.
Have you heard of them?
Okay.
I have, because weren't they doing something? It was in the news recently where they did something.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's the thing. They're primarily known for, like, various cyber attacks against governments, government institutions, agencies, corporations. They even went after the Church of Scientology. Wow. And so they use their skills in, you know, cyber hacking to accomplish and try to affect change. And so they posted on Twitter that they officially were in a cyber war against the Russian government in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Okay.
I know, right? Like, I'm vexed, because if this was some kid that was hacking, you know, because he was upset at something, you're like, nah. But this is such an egregious overstepping from Russia and killing and hurting innocent people. Like, somebody has to do something.
Right. And in a way, I'm on their side now because at
least
they're
breaking the law, though.
But at least they're doing it for good. It's kind of like Robin Hood.
Right. And war, in essence, we don't think of that as breaking the law, but it's sanctioned murder. It's crazy. And so they have said that they now claim to have accessed the CCTV inside the Kremlin itself.
Okay.
So they've posted surveillance footage and Russian officials working and stuff inside there, and said, "We won't stop until we reveal all of your secrets." Well, that totally sounds like something a hacker group would say, doesn't it? It feels kind of ominous. Now we're inside your castle, Kremlin. Like, okay, they all sat there in the basement and like, okay, what are we going to say? We got to craft this. It's got to be menacing, okay?
We've got to take a break from Dungeons and Dragons and figure out what we're going to say.
Yeah, let's make this super menacing. And they did it. But they also reportedly leaked like 900,000 emails spanning 20 years of communications between Russian officials. So it's like they're in now. And we all hate, like, when we get hacked, you know, your Facebook gets hacked and you're madder and fish grease.
Yes.
You know, but then you're like, okay, this time it seems like they're doing something with good intentions, even though it's wrong.
They're actually using what is annoying to everyone else, using it for good.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, man, if they can break any part of this and put something in light that can help stop the atrocities and the insanity of this for the Ukrainian people, that would be an endgame win for sure.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
That's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So back in February, this guy named OT and his wife Julie took 5 of their 8 kids and moved from Detroit to Krakow, Poland. They were looking for an adventure, you know, like, okay, well, there you go. And they moved there, and their lives instantly changed as Russia invaded Ukraine. And then a lot of people from Ukraine were fleeing, and they fled to Poland. Mm-hmm. And so here's this family, and they weren't expecting this, you know, but desperate times require desperate measures. And I love how OT looked at this moment, because I mean, they just arrived in Ukraine. They could have made a million excuses themselves. We just moved here. We don't have that much. But they decided to take in refugees, and lots of them, you know, from Poland, which is, or from Ukraine. He says, when you're staring at refugees who have been traveling for many days and they have nothing but the clothes on their backs, you don't really make a plan. You just say yes, and I'll figure it out. Wow. Like, that's it. I mean, and that's what God calls us to do. He calls us just to say yes. He'll work out the details. Mm-hmm. He'll move the things that need to be moved. But he's like, I just want you to say yes. And what's even cooler is this actually was an extension of him and his family's faith. He said they were at church, and the bishop was encouraging the congregation to help refugees. And OT and his family just, I mean, they answered that call. So over the last few weeks, they have been the home for at least 9 families, some staying for a night or two, others staying for weeks. At one point, they had 21 people packed into their little house.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. And his wife is all in, too, because you can't do this thing as, like, one person, like, when it affects everybody. So his wife and his family are on board. She says, our job is to make them feel safe, make them feel like they're with us, and that this is their home. And that's what we're trying to do. Like, how great is that? When you've lost everything, and you're fleeing, the simplest act of kindness from somebody extending something to you makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing it in the name of their faith, which they're meeting a physical need and a spiritual need, which is so crazy. And here's the thing, like, they are living out what Jesus talked about in the Bible. When you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. That is belief in action, you know? And we might not be in that place because we're so far removed from it that we can't take in refugees, but there are ways that you can help. And one of those is supporting the people that are supporting people there in Poland and surrounding countries that are taking in these refugees. And we have one of our ministry partners, Convoy of Hope, doing great work there right now on the ground. They have been. They've worked there for years. If you're like, you know what? I can't take people in, but I can definitely help some people from here. Just text the word convoy to 91979 and we'll send you a link and then you can help out that way. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If we ever have an issue on the show, we like to have you help us settle it. And boy, we are in it right now. Betty Rock, in the past, has sold things to Gavin. And when Gavin told me what he paid, I felt she's price gouging you. She's taking advantage of your kind nature because she seems sweet on the surface. She's a business lady.
No. Okay, let me explain the situation. So I want to be healthier, and by that I mean incorporating more veggies and fruits into my life. I found the subscription box where they will deliver to you these juices that are already made, and so they got delivered to my door. I tried one, and I hated it.
Yeah, you were right out of the gate. You were out.
But I forgot to cancel the subscription, and so I have now two boxes, yeah. Okay? Now, I paid a good amount of money for each box. And I was trying to force one of the juices down my gut yesterday. And Gavin saw me and he was like, hey, I have those juices too. And I was like, oh, you do?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not crazy about them. He was like, oh, well, I'll buy them off of you.
Yeah,
and I
great.
Said, oh, you will?
All of that?
Okay.
Up to this point, everything is fine.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So I get my calculator on my phone and I calculate how many juices are left in the boxes that I have, how much each one costs, because I do want to give it to him at a reasonable price.
At a reasonable price. There she is. Because
at a reasonable price.
I would have just handed you, full disclosure, I would have just given them to you, but that's just me. I'm a giver.
Well, some of us don't live in your tax bracket.
Okay, I understand that. And I understand selling them to him. Like, I do. I really do. Like, I understand selling them to him.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, I do. Honest, truthful. But I just want to make sure that you're not taking advantage of him.
You're not even involved in the situation.
I know.
You asked him. You said, Gavin, are you pleased with the price you paid? And you said, Gavin?
I did say yes.
He paused.
I will say.
What?
My biggest failure on this scenario is that Betty's never done math historically well.
Yes.
So I didn't actually like check too much. Just kidding. I am pretty happy with the price.
Neither of them would tell me how much they paid because Betty's like, I don't want you judging me.
Because you are. You're always quick to judge when
Absolutely.
I sell something because you're like, oh, I just would have given it to him because I'm just the greatest saint
that's
on the planet. But
you
I'm quick to judge because you're not as perfect as me.
Okay. And all of that's true. But what I'm saying is I just wanted to know what you sold them to him for. And she went mute. Would not tell me.
No, because you're not involved.
Here's where you come in. Five Calls Calls It. This is what we're going to do. You just now call 855-33-WAY-FM, 855-33-WAY-FM. I want to find out if the margin that she charged him is a fair price, okay? So if you say the majority of people say Betty Rock should tell Wally what she charged him and what she paid, then she will divulge what that number was. If you say, Wally, this is none of your business, if the majority of people say this is none of your business, it's between those two kids, and if they're both happy, you keep your schnoz out of it.
Yeah, you butt out.
Yeah, and, well, okay. And if you say that, then I will abide by that. So you get to make the call here. This is very important, and I hope you side with me.
855-33-WAY-FM.
It would be interesting just to see.
Phone's
already lighting up.
No, all you want to do is just have this knowledge so you can judge me no matter what the answer is.
And I'm not making
You don't have to be in control of everything.
I am not making any bones about it. What you just said is 100% true.
Yeah.
855-33-WAY-FM. So you get to help us decide with Five Calls Calls It Now. Do you want to know like I do? Or do you think I should keep my nose out of it?
Yes!
Okay, 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. It's Five Calls Calls It. Christina, thank you so much for helping us out here. So Betty Rock sold some juice things to Gavin, and she will not tell me what she sold them to him for. And I think it's because she maybe sold them to him for a higher price than, say, I would have. Like, the margin, I think, is probably in her favor, not his. So, Christina, here's what we're doing. You're just telling us simply, do I have a right to know? And if I do, she has to then reveal what the price she paid was and what she charged Gavin. If you say, nope, you have no right to know, you should not have anything to do with this, then she will not divulge it. So where are you at?
You have absolutely no right to know.
Oh, come
yes,
on!
Yes, Christina, yes, because
like,
it is not
no
his business.
There's no argument for that. No right.
I disagree with you.
of course you do.
Because I'm looking out for Gavin, because Betty Rock has a way of running over people.
No, it's, I don't!
She's cute and southern about it, but she does. It's a bless your heart moment, okay?
What it comes down to is you don't
but
trust Gavin.
If both people were happy, then you're just creating dissonance.
Well, I do that too. And I kind of like
you
it.
You speak truth,
but
Christina.
Right now, you're in the lead, Betty Rock, but we'll see if that changes. Thank you, Christina. All right, John, you're up. What do you say? Should Betty Rock have to tell us, or, and I say us because I want us all to know because we're a family, or should I keep my nose out of this?
Well, Wally, I love you and Betty both, but I gotta side with Betty.
No!
Yes!
Seriously? Does no one want to know this information?
Well, now, I do want to know.
Yeah.
I will admit, I want to know. But if Gavin is pleased and he trusts Betty...
He doesn't know not to trust her yet. He doesn't know enough that's dangerous.
You always think you know better than everyone else.
Although, I've gotta say, Wally, if it was me, I wouldn't have charged him either. I would have.
Oh.
I've given it to him. So yeah. I will say that.
Mr. Yeah. High and Mighty.
Yeah, me and John are pretty great people. Okay, thank you, John. All right. So really, if the next one is in your favor, that is a majority on Five Calls Calls It. And none of us get to find out what she charged Gavin for this. What ludicrous price gouging.
You don't even know.
Oh, I have a feeling.
Oh, my word.
Francesca, you're up. It is Five Calls Calls It. What do you say? Is this Francesca from Florida?
Yes.
Oh, and Francesca loves me, so I can tell how this is going to go.
Well, don't get bitter, get better, because I'm taking Betty's side.
No!
Yes!
Come on, Francesca!
Listen, you got blood pressure you got to worry about. You need more stress.
I have never been this disappointed in you.
Good friends hold you accountable. I'm not going to lead you to bad things. Don't stress yourself out over things that are not your business.
Well,
that's
just put it over the top. It is the majority. Woo! Betty Rock has won this one, and she gets to keep the price that she gouged Gavin for the juices.
I did not gouge him. You're
secret.
Making that up. You're assuming that. It was a fair price.
And inflation's everywhere, even in way of
family. Inflation's everywhere, yes. Gavin's the victim of Betty Rock inflation.
Oh, my gosh.
Freshy man.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. If you ever want to hit me up, wally@wayfm.com is how you can do that. I love the subject lines. They kind of hook me in. Potty from Europe. Potties are the people that listen to our free podcast every day. Hey, Wally, I just want to let you, Gavin, and Betty know how much I really appreciate what y'all do. I want to be really honest and say that I like the Aftercast more because I love the way you, Wally, specifically deal/rant with certain topics.
I don't understand that.
I know. People like it. It's very opinionated, man. And if that's not what you're here for, then you're going to hate it. But people do like that.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, you know, you can listen to the Wally Show anytime you want. You can download the podcast and the Aftercast. And the Aftercast is where we talk about things that we can't talk about on the air. And like she said, you can rant a lot.
Yeah,
so you can download it wherever you get
lot.
Your podcast.
Longer form stuff. And she says, you know, and this is where it gets great. Like, I've come to think of you all as friends. Even though I'm 15, I find your content fun, deep, relatable, and entertaining. It was tough for me leaving the U.S. It was really hard when I changed schools. I felt really lonely. But being able to put on headphones and listen to you all made me feel like I was hanging out with my friends.
That's awesome.
That. Yeah.
You can also text TWS to 91979. That's for The Wally Show. So TWS to 91979, and we can text you a link to our podcast.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't even know that. This is news to me. I'm finding out a lot of stuff here today. Here's another one from Carrie. Hey, catching up on podcasts. People like the podcast for some reason. I guess that's why it's like the most downloaded one here. But she said, just heard the contest winner for Red Rocks. It was a worship leader that we did a contest to find someone to open for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks. And when I first heard Aaron's entry, I thought, that sounded familiar. So I looked him up and I realized he used to lead worship in Atlanta at the Salvation Army.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
How did we not pick
that's
the best
awesome.
Person ever for this? He left Atlanta. Now he's in Colorado. But yeah, that's the same guy. This was one of our winners.
And after the fighting, I am so glad to say.
Hey. I love that, like, we didn't know his whole story even. And so the fact that this is a guy that was, like, leading worship at the Salvation Army, you're like, that's the real deal, man.
Yes, that's awesome.
That's it. So there you go. That is going to be him opening up for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks in May.
And you can also watch the video of Aaron being surprised by Chris Tomlin himself, being told that he was going to open for him. If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can watch the video right there.
There you go. Well, that's going to do it for your email. If you ever want to hit me up, wally@wayfm.com.
I am so glad to say.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a podcast that we do every day and an aftercast. The podcast is just the show with no music, and the aftercast is where we go into things that we don't have time to do all the time on the show. And people also get birthday shout outs there, but the requirement is you have to ask us a question because we like the conversation, okay? And so this was a seemingly simple question, but it's actually harder to answer than you would think. If you could travel back in time to any biblical event, which one would you choose and why?
I want to experience the talking donkey because I would love to talk to animals. Yeah. I'd love to hear what their voice sounds like.
Is that just Mule Day on like a 10th degree for you?
I think that would be really cool.
Gavin.
In my head, I was like, oh, what about the flood? But then I'm like, I've been on the ocean. Like, I've seen when it's like, oh, water. Isn't that kind of
interesting? I've been on a cruise. It's real similar.
Man, I probably would just say the parting of the Red Sea,
and
but
also,
it's got to be massive.
Would you see creatures on the fish. Walls.
From a serious standpoint, seeing the crucifixion, knowing what we know now and the weight of that, I mean, I can't even imagine how that would not be transformative. But then I really want to see Jonah get swallowed by a fish. I got so many questions about how that happened.
Do you want to see from Jonah's point of view, or do you just want to see
you
him get swallowed?
Now that I know the way it worked out, I'd like to go with him and just see
in the whale.
Yeah.
In the belly of a whale.
Yeah. And then also too, like the exit. Like, how did that go down?
Really?
I'm curious. That part I would like him to experience. Not me.
Not you?
No.
Okay.
So we run the gamut there. We have serious moments and are like, wow, that's pretty good. And then we have childish moments. And sometimes they happen all at the same time.
Exactly. And if you don't want to miss the aftercast or the podcast, just text TWS for The Wally Show. So TWS, the letters, to 91979. That's TWS to 91979.
I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath, pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melbourne, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
I think that every parent has a very unique relationship with their child, and I know that can depend on, like, their age. There's a difference between, you know, the terrible twos and a teenager who can show respect and love to you.
Sure.
And
good luck finding that.
Exactly.
Well, that's a guy that doesn't have a teenager.
No. I'll report back to you in, like, another 20 years. But I saw this video that Natalie Grant posted on her Instagram of her singing with her daughter, and it just, like, shows a very sweet relationship between them.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Okay, that's good, because her daughter's young.
Yeah.
Me happy when skies are gray.
Nice. Natalie showing off a little bit still. You know, doing some runs and some riffs there.
She's a pro.
She's training her daughter. Like, her daughter, I mean, can you imagine hearing that, like, caliber of singing all the time and you want to emulate it? Yeah, her daughter's going to be a great singer.
It's a great coach, actually.
Absolutely. That's cool.
Then on the opposite side of things, you have Corey Asbury, who posted on his Instagram a song that he wrote for his middle child, and it's not quite as sweet.
River. Are you possessed by the devil? Does he have complete control over your words and your attitudes and everything that you do? Or not?
Oh, it's so great.
Because it seems that way, like every day you scream and throw by the devil.
Oh, that's so great. That right there, I'm telling you, any parent with teenagers, like, could you put that song out? I need that song in my life. All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I got advice the other day from somebody. I had injured myself playing pickleball, and it's miniature tennis, basically, with paddles. And it's fun, and I enjoy it. But for some reason, my calves just didn't like it, and they knotted up. I was using legs that I haven't used like that in a long time, I guess, and it was really bad. I was leaving a game because I got hurt, and this guy goes...
In pickleball.
I know. Look, I know it's humiliating, but the guy goes, oh, lemongrass oil. You need to put lemongrass oil on that. So that
on
started,
your legs?
Yeah.
To help with the muscle cramps.
Started me down this path, okay? So at first I had to go find lemongrass oil, and I finally found some.
Where?
Walmart, of all places. Hmm. It's kind of like an essential oil. I have resisted essential oils forever. Been like, I'm not that guy.
Now you're an essential oil guy.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not. My calves are. And so then I had to do research because on the bottle it says, do not apply directly to skin, like undiluted. And so I guess I got some other kind that was powerful. I don't know. And so then I had to watch a video on how to dilute this. I figured you could just use water, but you have to use a different oil.
No.
And I'm like, now I got to go buy coconut oil. But thank goodness I kept watching to the end. And they're like, you can use olive oil. I'm like, I've got olive oil for cooking. So I went and got my extra virgin oil, olive oil, mixed it with the lemongrass oil, rubbed that on my calves. And then I did this, like, pounding massage gun thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I've done that 3 times and I'm walking better today.
Yeah.
And right. So it is working. I am healing.
I mean, you don't look like you're hobbling like you were the other day.
No, I smell like a lemon bundt cake though at night. It's pretty glorious. But it's like this homeopathic remedy that seems to be working. This guy's like, man, I tore a muscle and I was back in 3 weeks. I'm like, well, I didn't doubt that, but it seems a little much. It seems a little miracle-y. But it seems to be working. So this is what I'm curious about, okay? Because I've always resisted this kind of home treatments and things like that. What is a home treatment? And it can be for anything, but like a home remedy that you swear by, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a chance for you. I can't judge you anymore because I'm like, this lemongrass oil thing kind of works.
I know, like, back when I was growing up, my mom, if I ever got a tick, she would put Vaseline on it to suffocate it.
That's awesome.
And then if it was up to my dad, he'd try and burn it.
Yeah.
Which was really dangerous.
Come over here, toot. Bring daddy his cigar. We're going to take care of this thing, you know? Yeah, I can see
You're
that.
Not far from the truth.
I know, yeah. Okay, what was your home remedy for anything, and how does it work? 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, if anybody in your life has called you crazy, this will be a judgment-free zone for a few minutes. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Evan, what is your home remedy for something that you believe?
So growing up, anytime that I would get any kind of stuffiness in my nose or something like that, my mom would actually put Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom of my feet and put like thick socks over top of it before bed. And I'd wake up the next morning and be completely fine. No stuffiness whatsoever.
What? I have heard of this. I've heard multiple people say this. I have never believed it. I could see putting Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest, under your nose, so it's vaporizing by your face. But putting it on your socks, you know, or your feet, and then socks where you just sweat, I don't see how that helps your congestion at all. But people swear by this. Would you do this with your kids, Evan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, you would. And they'd be like probably looking at you the same way you looked at your mom. Like, Dad, how is this even possible that this helps? And you're like, just trust me, kid. Just trust me.
Exactly.
All right, Sue, you're up. What is your home remedy that you swear by?
Frankincense oil with a carrier for corns on my feet.
Okay, now let me ask you a couple questions here, because you had me at frankincense oil, because that is what they brought Jesus as a gift.
Yes.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Seems like it would be expensive, a little pricey.
It can be, but you can get it at Walmart and, you know, Amazon. You can, you know, it's okay. Worth it.
I wonder if one of the wise men that brought the gifts to Jesus in the manger there had swung by Walmart and said, I don't have a gift. Dadgummit, let me swing by Walmart. I hear they have some frankincense. I'm not sure what aisle, but I am going to find it. This is the perfect gift.
Yes, and it works. I hike a lot, and I pickleball a lot. And I used to get corns on my feet until I got better shoes. And I use the frankincense oil and read on the internet that usually corns are removed by surgery.
Ooh.
But then they come back. And I'm like, I'm not receiving that. And I put the frankincense oil on there for about a week or so, and they were gone and haven't been back.
She's like, if it was good enough for the savior of the world, this bad boy can help the old corns of my feet.
Yes, and amen.
There you go. All right, Sue, thank you.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Amanda, what is your home remedy that you swear by?
Mine would have to be, at this point, a friend of mine had given us the idea of doing basil oil. My daughter was about 1 year old and had so many ear infections. And after so many times of giving her, of course, antibiotics, I thought anything's possible. So we're just willing to try anything. And so we did, just on underneath her ear that would be irritating her. It's just on the outside, on the bottom. And just wiped a couple times right there, and boom, it was a miracle. It never has affected her ever since.
Really? So the essential oils, in essence, the basil essential oil helped with her earaches? That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy? I know.
She always smelled like spaghetti night, but, you know, which isn't a bad thing either. What is that home remedy you swear by?
Hey, so my home remedy is after bee stings. Whenever we get bee stings when we were little, my mom would put a copper penny over top of them to help it feel better. It's supposed to draw out the poison of it a little bit. And yeah, we always thought it worked.
It seems like your mom was just putting a penny on there to distract you. Have you ever, like, Googled this to see if there's any science to the copper actually? Well, I know they have copper gloves and copper bands for injuries, so maybe there is some science to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're probably right, too. It's totally a mental thing, and it probably could be completely false. And since my mom did it, I thought it was the best thing in the world. And so it could have totally been the mind thing.
Yeah, if I'm a kid, I'd up that and, like, the penny's not working, Mom. I need a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, Valerie, what is your home remedy that you swear by?
So my son has been doing chemo, and he was throwing up for weeks. And so I researched what would be good and found that about 2 inches from your wrist, in the soft part of your forearm, you can put a pressure point and push on it and then move it in a circle, and it helps relieve the nausea.
I'll tell you what, this doesn't sound crazy to me because, you know, there's all this stuff about acupuncture and different pressure points. If you go on a cruise, you can buy these bands that you wear around your wrist. They're like wristbands. And it has a pressure point that goes on your wrist, exactly what you're talking about. And they're tight, but that pressure point is supposed to help you from getting seasick, i.e. nausea. And my wife was pregnant when we went on a cruise, so she already was dealing with nausea plus seasick, and she used the bands, and it worked like a charm.
Wow. I'd wear that even off the boat.
Oh, do you get nauseated a lot?
Yeah. I mean, like car sick.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, but I
get car sick, too.
Yeah, but I was told to chew some spearmint gum, and that helps.
Or ginger. too helps with the nausea. Huh. That's why they give you ginger ale.
Uh-huh.
Or to keep you quiet. Like, to keep you from complaining.
One or the same.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. This is The Wally Show. We like to get you caught up with something we call news-ish, because the regular news gets a little heavy. I mean, you just watch it for 5 minutes and you know what I'm talking about. So, Betty Rock, what you got?
Easter is this Sunday, and if you were planning to add a fluffy little cotton-tailed bunny to your child's Easter basket, you may want to consider instead opting for a chocolate-covered one.
Yes. I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting, well, but I wouldn't do it.
I didn't even realize that it was such an issue. Parents buying baby bunnies for their children for Easter has become widespread, and it's a problem because most families don't realize the responsibility that comes from taking care of a bunny.
Yeah, they're a lot of work.
Right. Well, rabbits, just like dogs and cats, should be spayed or neutered, which can cost you around $300 in bills.
For a rabbit?
Yeah, and if you're thinking, oh, I don't have to do that, well, if you don't, rabbits who are not can show aggression and they can bite.
Okay.
So that means your kid could get bit.
Yeah, that's not good. And they also need like a little home outside your house, like a little rabbit cage thing, because they are a dirty, messy animal. They're cute and you know, that's great, but no.
And they can be stinky too.
Oh, absolutely.
With all that like wood chips and stuff.
I know I've seen like dwarf bunnies, people like those. I've seen like some TikTok accounts with fallen bunnies. And they're super adorable, and you see their fluffy little ears and stuff, but you can't get caught up in the emotion of it because it gets you caught up, and it's like a lifelong thing,
right?
You know?
And it's an actual animal; it's not a toy. So, also when a child eventually loses interest in that pet bunny, like it's now an adult bunny and
not
a cute little baby bunny anymore, and the parents are finding themselves having to take care of it. Some believe the simple solution is just release the rabbit into the wild.
It's a wild animal.
Yeah. But animal rights activists would like you to know that store-bought rabbits have no survival skills.
Really?
So they're easy prey.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's
not funny,
Gavin.
No, sorry.
It's a problem.
Yeah, you're the human version of a rabbit, of a store-bought rabbit, Gavin. You have no survival skills.
I really don't. It's a good point.
Yeah, that's like one of those things. Tractor Supply Company, it's kind of like a Home Depot-ish kind of thing for like real people that like love farms. And so they sell chickens, like little chicks around
little baby
this
chickens.
Time. And again, seems like a great idea. Easter eggs, chicken, things like this. We were driving by one the other day, and my wife goes, oh, you know that? And I said, nope. I literally, nope, do not even bring it up.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Reconsider.
So
just get a chocolate-covered bunny. Your kids will love it, and it only lasts a few hours.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, life is about learning, and you should kind of be in a constant state of wanting to learn different things. It's growth. It's healthy. And I enjoy that part of life. I like learning new things all the time.
For sure, but I think the learning concept is coming from a different avenue these days. Back in the day, back in your day, Wally, yeah. I'm sure you learned things from your teachers or your parents. But nowadays, people are learning more from social media and from YouTube.
So oh, sure.
Online, you can learn anything and everything you want.
I will tell you this, like, because I used to learn by doing is how you learned. You had to figure things out. But now, having a tutorial on YouTube to then go and do is great. Like, some things are concepts. Here's the difference. I think kids watch something on YouTube and they go, oh, I know how to do that. You in theory know how to do that, but when you actually have to do it, it's different. Like welding. You could watch a video on welding and go, totally got this.
True.
But when you actually have to do it, it's very difficult.
True, but I did find this article that said most millennials have learned to do their laundry the correct way by watching videos on social media, like Instagram or YouTube,
really?
Facebook. Yeah.
Moms would just be happy they're doing their laundry.
That's true. The other day, I had to change the windshield wipers on my car.
Yep.
And instead of calling my dad and having him walk through it with me over the phone.
I know, because you didn't want to hear, toot, how many times are we going to cover this?
That's true.
I'll be there in half an hour.
Or I didn't want to ask an employee at the auto parts store to do it for me. I bought the parts that I needed, and then I watched a YouTube video, and I figured it out myself.
I'm getting ready to redo a bathroom, and I've never ripped up a subfloor to retile, and so I learned all about Ditra board and cement board and flashing, like all this stuff. And so it's really, really great. I think YouTube is one of the best teachers going right now, for sure. Now, I did learn something from TikTok the other day. I learned that I cannot TikTok dance, no matter what. Any TikTok dance that comes out, I want to try it, and I can never, ever do it.
Well, that's not surprising. Yeah. We already knew that.
I mean, I could whip a nay-nay with the best of them back in the day.
No, you can't.
And I could stanky leg, but the new stuff, I just can't do it.
The rhythm is not going to get you.
No, it did not get me at all. All right, so, like millennials, is there something that you learned from YouTube or from social media? Maybe you're even a little older like myself. You can't teach old dogs new tricks, but you went online and you're like, I figured out how to do this. Betty Rock's changing her windshield wipers like a champ. Her dad's crying. She doesn't need me anymore. My baby's grown up at 36. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always be on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that last thing you learned from the internet? What was the last thing you learned from YouTube or the internet?
We actually learned how to save my fish.
Okay, what kind of fish do you have?
It was a little black goldfish with the big wiggly eyes.
Well, how'd you save him?
So he had swallowed a rock, and it was stuck in his throat, and my sister and I were freaking out, and so we were like, there's a YouTube video for everything. Let's just check it out. So we looked it up, and sure enough, there was a video on how to get a rock stuck out of a goldfish's throat.
Well, you have my full attention. How did you know it had a rock stuck in its throat? B, why do fish do this? And C, how did you get it out?
Well, the fish kind of was making this funny motion he always picked up these rocks, and his name was Danger, by the way, so we knew he was a trouble. But he had this little rock stuck in his throat and was just like doing this like choking motion, so we were just like, oh my goodness. So we got him out, put him on the plate with some water. My sister tried to get it with the tweezers, and it kind of pushed it down farther. But then we looked at the video, and it just said to guide it out of their throat with your finger. So we just kind of pressed it out, and it just plopped out onto the plate, and he was fine.
What? Wow. That is crazy. But man, thank goodness somebody else like shot a video about that so you can save your goldfish.
You saved Danger's life.
I know.
Sure, your sister tried to kill him, but you saved him.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting WAY-FM. This is the Wally Show with a little thing we like to call good news. Giddy up. 3 rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world we live in because it can be a little heavy. Betty Rock, why don't you start us off?
Well, you know, at a wedding, the maid of honor is always meant to give a speech. And instead of giving a speech, a voicemail was played from the bride when she called her maid of honor and told her about how the first date went. So this was a voicemail from the very first day that she met her soon-to-be husband.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Unless she's complaining.
He just seems like very sweet. So I was like kind of like weirded out because like he's like gorgeous, like so attractive.
Oh, boy, right there, that guy's like going, yes. That was good. Like the best like marketing for that guy ever.
Right. And it was great for the maid of honor because you don't have to write anything.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, good Gavin, idea. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 3-year-old in Canada told his parents he wanted to be a firefighter, so they helped him by drafting up a resume that listed all of his relevant experience. And his local fire department made him a junior member of their crew. He got to tour the station, ride on the fire truck. They said his relevant experience, including knowing a lot about fire engines, having a basic understanding of hydraulics, and successfully completing a firefighting coloring book.
Did you ever get to ride on a fire truck when you were a kid?
I've never been on one before, no.
Oh.
Actually, now that I think about it.
Okay, for your birthday, we've got to work this out.
All right.
It's a great experience.
Do I get to wear a firefighter hat?
Yes! Firefighters
but
are
it's
the best.
It's a little one made for kids. And okay, it has a chin strap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a firehouse tour when I was a kid, and this is back when you used to slide down the pole, but we weren't allowed to go down the pole, unfortunately, because it was too dangerous. But, you know, the rest is cool. So this is kind of a sad but sweet good news giddy-up. Eli DeHart loved basketball and hugs. That's what people said about him. He was a high school student, and now his team is honoring his family before every game by running up to his mom and hugging her because Eli passed away. And so the team is kind of making her feel included, and she's still going to all the games. So, you know, team mom kind of thing, and they're every game kind of speaking into her life and doing something kind to remind her that they remember Eli and her family, which I think is really cool. So there you go. That's your good news giddy up for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.